It will be our last full day today, and we have some very important stations. I must say today I have something very, very special in mind. First I thought this will be a little bit too difficult what we want to do, because it is very on a very high level. And then I had an idea. This morning's lecture will be a little different from the lectures which we have given so far. It will be just a preparation for this morning session, which will start earlier. I think at 11 o'clock we will start. So we will be a little briefer, and we will prepare you for this morning's class or this morning session, which will actually be a very nice newly improved meditation, where we will leave our body. We will die, actually. Don't worry, it sounds so heavy, but it... oh no, not again. We have done already so many of these things. It will be easy, don't worry. And you will actually, it's called taking the retreat home. Your old life will go, and you will actually get empowered to lead a new life. This is the idea. So let us... I also want to say we will celebrate this evening. So I also hope that you will use the afternoon for just quickly packing, finished, and then sleep a little, so that you are fresh for the morning, for the celebration, that you can celebrate and you're not like... tired and so on. So we need to celebrate. It's very important if a community who has gone through a very important spiritual renewal and upliftment program celebrates what they did and are just happy about it and just celebrate. You will see there is... I really don't know what the celebration ceremony is. I know half of it, but the other half is yesterday Bhanu Nandini said to me, so this is a surprise, there will be, and then there will be another surprise, and then there is a third surprise. so yes, let's see. So half of it I know, half of it is very nice, and the other surprises will be super nice, I know this. So, Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Asura Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Sodanandana praja janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Dari. Yamuna Tiravana Dari. Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Shyam, Hari Murari, Shyam Pyari, Govardhana Hara. Govinda Gopa Shirada Radana, Priya Priyatam Shishama Shyam, Shora Kishori Oh, danke. Danke. Thank you, Nityananda Kari. Wow. Wow. So during this Japa retreat, we have really more or less trained ourselves in two things. One is we were thinking about our relationship with Krishna, because the holy name is really an address to Krishna. This is what it is. It's written in the in a case, the addressive case. I don't know the Sanskrit term for this, but it's a grammatical form through which you address. Like when we say in Yugoslavian language, we address someone, I think we put an E there. For instance, someone's name might be Navadvip, so we say, hey, Navadvipe. We say like this, we put an E. It's a certain grammatical form to address someone. So Krishna, this Hare Krishna mantra is grammatically, by Sanskrit grammatic, made up in such a way, or composed in such a way, that it is an address of Krishna. No? It's a Then, as we were addressing Krishna, we noticed, wow, we are a little far away still from Krishna, and we learned to overcome the bridge between us and Krishna by entering into a specific mood, the mood of separation. Because in the spiritual dimension or in spiritual philosophy, feeling separated from someone is actually meeting him. It's a paradox. It doesn't make sense in this material world. And the reason why feeling separation from Krishna means meeting him in these feelings of separation is because Krishna is on the absolute plane. That means even thinking of him is identical with him. Just like Krishna's name is identical with Krishna, the thought of Krishna is also Krishna. Imagine this, my dear devotees. So, and the experience, the actual experience of feeling separation from Krishna, we have described it. It is an feeling where the one who is far away in the distance is attained in the heart. Huh? So by time, by space dimension, I mean, I'm expressing it, Krishna is always very close, but I'm just expressing it like this in our words, the words of the human beings. We may feel Krishna is very far away, but if we feel really think of Krishna, although we may feel he's far away, all of a sudden by thinking of him, he's close in that he is close in our heart. This was a deep concept which we expressed so far. Prabhupada has written on this mood, those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. That's the real thing. When the feeling of separation becomes very intense, one attains the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. So don't try, my dear devotees, to see Krishna. How often have we heard this? Try to serve him in this feeling. My Lord, I'm separated from you. And by serving in this mood, you will actually feel as if meeting him. Now, Jiva Goswami has given an interesting example how we meet those whom we love by service in separation. This is a very sublime and very, very good example which makes this difficult subject clear. Jiva Goswami spoke about a man who has his wife and a wonderful son and is very, very attached to the son. You can study this feeling of attachment to a child by closely observing Govinda Nandan, who's supremely attached to his daughter Andal. The newest thing which came out of his mouth is that Andal is actually a great preacher. Because she is so sweet and she draws everyone on the street. And this is a statement which is only possible by an attachment, because Andal cannot yet talk very philosophical. But by this intense attachment, such a statement can come out of the mouth of a grown-up man who has gone to school. Yeah, that is possible. By the way, Govindananda, I'm collecting your statements in a book, and when you are older and this phase of your life is over, I will read to you and you will amaze in what high states of imagination you were. Hare Krishna. Govindananda and myself are close enough, we can joke publicly. Maybe this evening he will joke about me. So here is this man. He has a son, but unfortunately he cannot make sufficient amount of money in his area. He doesn't have enough land, and in this way his land doesn't yield a lot of profit. And he just feels, I must earn money so that my little son can drink milk. Because only if he drinks milk, if I can buy milk, then he will become strong. So then, out of love, the father will leave his wife and the child, go to another country where it's easier to make some money. And then while he is there in the other country, he was always thinking, or he is always thinking of his son for whom he works so hard and makes money. I have personal experience with this. See, when I was a child, I lived on an island which was a little bigger than this one, but it was also an island, and we had neighbors who came from Croatia. I mean, we lived in a villa, and next to us were these neighbors. And I would play with the Croatian boy because he was very active, and he became my friend. His name was something like Krešo. Is it a name? Krešo, something like Krešo. I played with Krešo and Lorenzo. Lorenzo was my friend. He was German, but I always called him Lorenzo because I liked the Italian swing on the name. Krešo and Lorenzo, and because Krešo was with O, the end was with O, I also called Lawrence with O, Lorenzo. I got to know the man, the Jew, the Croatian man, and one day, I was about 6 or 7 years old, I asked him, "You speak a little different, are you from Germany?" And I said, no, he said, "I'm from a much better place." "From where are you?" "I am from Rijeka." Then I heard for the first time Rijeka. And then my childlike way, I said, "Well, if it's a better place and you like it more, why are you here?" And he said, "I have people I love in Rijeka." Well, then you should be more in Rijeka. No, 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 he said. I'm making the Nemetska Marka here. I'm earning German marks. And then I change them. And then I buy a house for those whom I love in Rijeka. This is why I'm here. I only have my small child, Krešo, and my wife with me, but there's so many more relatives. We in Jewish Slavia, we know how to have relatives. And how do you feel so separated from those you love? He said, well, I tell you honestly, I feel a mixture of distress because I'm not there, but I'm also feeling happiness because I'm doing something for them. I'm serving them. I'm really serving them so that they can have a house at near Opatija, he said. This is how I learned about Croatia from my neighbor. So this is the mood in which I'm giving an example which we can understand, an example from this world, in which the devotee lives his day in this world. I am separated from Krishna at the moment, but I will associate nevertheless with Krishna because I will do service in the mood of separation. See, when you do your service in the mood of separation, you're together. Just like this Croatian man who had many children, not just Krešo. He only took Krešo with him because he needed one child around to have his moral to work. He was always thinking of the other children for whom he earned money so that they could drink milk and have a house and grow up. So this is how you should learn to see yourself in this world. There is Krishna. And some of you have expressed you feel far away from Krishna. Yes, because you don't serve him enough. Or you don't serve him consciously. If you learn to serve Krishna, you, even though you are far away from Krishna, you will feel so much connected. Therefore, I'm suggesting to you, every day, do something in your identity as a servant. No? Do something where you really feel, this is for you, Krishna. This is for you, Guru Maharaj. I'm doing this for you. Here, please accept this, what I can do. And then you will feel how you come together with the person you serve. But it's a heart-to-heart connection. It's a real connection. You can only make a relationship to Krishna through service, not in any other way. Don't try to make a relationship to Krishna by trying to enjoy him. That doesn't work. Krishna will run away like the wind. He will be gone. Because he's the supreme enjoyer, not you. This is your greatest mistake, my dear devotees. You think you are the enjoyer. You think you are the seer. You think you can arrange everything in your life. It's not so. Krishna looks at you like you look at an ant. When the ant tries to take your position, you just brush it off your teeth. Don't bite me in my sitting bone, please. You know, you say like this and you brush the ant away. So Krishna sees you, watches you. If the service mood comes up, which is the opposite of the enjoying mood, huh? And when he sees, here is a servant, he is a reformed servant. The servant had forgotten, but now he is reformed. Then, Krishna, you will have a heart-to-heart relationship. This is a little bit what we tried to discuss today. In the retreat. It's like the heart of the retreat. Now, I want to prepare you for the retreat part two. Retreat part 2 means taking the retreat home. There's a beautiful poem by Thomas Eliot. The end of our explorations will be to arrive at the place where we started and know the place for the first time. Isn't that beautiful? The end of our retreat is to come back from where we started our journey, but know our starting point for the first time. That is, when you look at your life from where you started, through the eyes of Krishna consciousness, you will know it for the first time. Hare Krishna. If you apply the teachings you have received, I wouldn't say it's so much the teaching, it's if you apply the experiences which you have made, the new understandings which you have made to your life, you will know your life for the first time. It will be as if you put light into a dark room and you see everything. My God, I didn't know that there's such a nice stolitsa in the room, such a nice chair. The bed is brilliant, a genius bed. You will see everything through the eyes of applied knowledge for the first time. You will really know what it is. It is, as we heard yesterday, a possibility to become Krishna conscious. Now, when you go to your old life, my dear devotees, this can happen, but most probably something else will happen. The life from which you have separated, you have left it, will knock at your door. Like a visitor, which you really didn't want, you know, like a, isn't it sometimes, you know, there is a guy before the door, and you really, you know, you go, oh, I don't want to open, you know, and not him again, you know, I will just have to talk for 2 hours about things which are like what children discuss in the sandbox, you know, just going to do. So your old life will knock at your door and demand entry, let me in. Please greet your old life. It has come to test your realizations and it has come to help you to stabilize them. See your old life like this. Your friends, your working place, if you live in a temple, your temple tasks, and the cook who spices heavily his preparations, you know. See everything which your place, they have come to test you and to help you to stabilize your realizations. It's an interesting way to see the old life, isn't it? It's a positive way, because what you resist, that desists. No, what you resist, that persists. Hare Krishna. What you resist, that persists. See your old life in an enlightened way and say, well, I have learned some things. Should I tell you? Here, this I have learned. And this works, you know. And why don't you, I came from the Japa retreat. My God, why don't we sit down and chant Hare Krishna my whole life? And then pervade your whole life with Krishna consciousness. Very important. If you don't do this, if you don't decide the level of the conversation, the other person who will come will decide the level of the conversation. Do you know this when you meet someone? If you don't decide, let us talk on this level and about this thing, the other person comes with his agenda. You should say to your old life, old life, let us talk about something good. When you go to Berlin, Ranga Devi, you should say, but this Java retreat was so nice and I'm now chanting. And everyone will say, Ranga Devi, this is Berlin. Get up and start to work and be depressed all day. And you will say, no, I get up, I jump into the shower and I will chant my rounds. This is something better than what I did before. It's very important. If you don't do this, if you allow the old life to give the level on which the discussion should be taken, you will be drawn into the old things you come from. What do you think, Ranga Devi? That's so true, isn't it? That's so true. I'm sorry to this was the German Ranga Devi or the Estonian Ranga Devi. I know the English Ranga Devi will just say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. She will take a harmonium and just sing. And when the boring London atmosphere comes, she will just dance through the streets. And isn't it Ranga Devi? Don't allow yourself to be overcome by misery. That's not for what you have gone on a retreat, to go into the old life again. You have come here to transform. Now I will tell you the five steps of permanent transformation. But before doing this, I want to see, is Damayanti here? No? There are five steps which you can do during your life. Just one moment, I have to just say. So, the first step, if you want to really make something out of your retreat, start your life with an exercise in honesty. That means become conscious of your unhealthy attitudes and unhealthy forms of behavior, which try to flood in through the open floodgates. You must know one thing, my dear devotees. There is a great power in going on a retreat, but there is a huge danger also. Remember how everything has its two sides? The great benefit which you have been blessed with is new insight. But let me tell you where you must be very careful. You are now very, very soft-hearted. You are very open. You have said, you have said for 7 days and chanted, you have tried to open your heart. You have tried to dance. You have tried to listen to what you came. Some of you have been so moved that they cried. You have gone in the deepest states of relaxation yesterday. You know, it is known. If, for instance, I saw Sridhar before me, He was parking here. And I know if I would only have drunken, for instance, and a drop of cold water would have fallen on your head while you were so open and unprepared for this, you know, you were just knocking at the door of the super soul, more or less, there would have been damage in you, because we don't have the normal layers which we put around us. With which we protect ourselves. Our armor through which we go through the heavy Kali Yuga days in Split, you know, and in Zagreb. It's no longer there. So if you come now in such a vulnerable situation back into your old life, the old life can totally frustrate you. I have learned this from festivals. I have asked devotees, you know, when they left the festivals, they were like this. And 2 days later, I saw them, especially in a town like Berlin. Ooh, Berlin. Berlin is a monster town. you know, and I saw they looked so absolutely miserable. And I said, "What happened to you?" And they said, "Berlin happened to me." And they had nothing to fend Berlin off. So when you come back, you need to know these 5 steps so that everything will not take. So watch your life and observe. How is it going for you? What is going well? What is not so well? And be honest with yourself. Your new life is dependent on this. Second, after you have watched yourself and how you are doing, do the second step. Become conscious of the newly acquired knowledge that can help you to transform. What I mean with this is, remember the new instructions and revelations and try to implement them as much as it's feasible for you. Sometimes it may be wise to concentrate only on 1 or 2 points at a time and not try to improve in all the areas. Just like when you, you know, when you make order in a room, you know, go step by step. Don't try to do it all at once. Now comes the third step, and I think the third step is very important. Whenever you see that you have acted against your better knowledge, which will happen, please do not despair. I learned this from the 11th canto. Be happy. Celebrate your mistake even as a learning step. Okay, this I did wrong, and this was the result. Now I really know. I had a discussion with a very nice devotee who made during this retreat a very a mistake, which in a future retreat with more devotees. You know, maybe a little bit more devotees will come that could be make a disaster, but the mistake in this retreat was not so big, so no problem. So then when I told the devotee, "Here, you made a mistake," the devotee looked sad, and I said, no, that's not why I tell you this. It's so that you can learn from this to do it better next time. This is, you know, if you make a mistake, for instance, if you chant lousy rounds, or if your time management is so bad that you know, you don't get even your rounds to chant, and you say, "I was at the retreat, but now I'm in the mode of passion. I couldn't even chant very well my rounds." Then don't despair, because if you despair, tomorrow you will also not chant your rounds very well. Just approach it in another mentality. Okay, why did I not chant my rounds? What did I do wrong today? Acha! When I woke up, I immediately got into action. I immediately downloaded all my emails. I should have done first my rounds. This is important. If you get into this, what we normally do, we make a mistake and then we go, oh, or we go even, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. I'm so guilty, I'm so bad. You will disempower yourself. And you will make nothing out of the experience. When you make a mistake, I mean, celebrate the mistake sounds so new agey, I admit. Celebrate, I mean, that's maybe a little... celebrate, I mean, in the sense, be grateful for the experience, but the mistake is a mistake. And learn from it. And analyze what, how to do it better. I have really observed this in my life. Whenever I go into this mood, I make a mistake and then I just beat myself up. Each one of you is a very good boxer. But unfortunately, your enemy is you make yourself your enemy and bang yourself in the face. That's not how to box. You have to go in the other direction. All the energy goes into destroying ourselves. This is how terrible our mind is. If you want to see how to box, look at the TV. They always go in this direction, never in this. I've never seen this. K.O., yoo-hoo, he's the winner. You are the winner of your own K.O. That is not there. Isn't it? You know, when someone makes a call, oh, it's the other guy who has to be on the floor, not himself, you know. So the moment you say, I'm finished, you feel so guilty, at that moment you are making yourself a call. Say what, okay, this went wrong. What is there to learn? What do I do next tomorrow? Step 4. When a particular life situation presents itself, this time, step 3 is, when you see that you have acted against your better knowledge, do not despair. Accept the experience as a learning step towards perfection. And then, very important, this you must learn. Visualize the situation in which you have failed and then mentally go on replay. Go to the beginning of the situation and then do it in the way you wish it to do in your mind. Go again through it. I must say this, I do this every time when I give a lecture. Not every time, unfortunately, because sometimes there's no time, but I would say 50% of my lectures I do like this. After I've given the lecture and am in my room and there's no one around, I just, usually there's also a little prasadam, I take prasadam, and then I think, okay, what were the points? And what did you explain well, and what did you explain terribly, and what was a disaster? What example, where I do it very, very bad is I give sometimes really bad examples. You know, this is my constant mistake. My examples don't clarify the point. But they even sometimes I give examples which upset parts of my audience so much that they don't that they're just upset with me. That is a common mistake I do. Then I lose the clear line. I get lost in side points and forget the main line of the lecture. And by now I have a checklist, you know, did you do this all right? Did you do this all right? And then I go again through the lecture in my mind and do it right, in my mind. And then usually I give all my lectures 2 times, 3 times, sometimes 4 times, because I have different audiences. And then when I do it the second time, I have corrected everything with a broom, and then devotees say, Maharaj, this was a good lecture. And I said, it had nothing to do with me. I just applied a process. Or, you know, when you are in relationships and you deal with someone and then you, after you have dealt with someone and you are at peace, go again through the relationship. What did you tell the person? How did you act it when he told you something? Did you listen enough, or did you just talk only from your mind? Did you understand what he wanted to tell you? Did you take time? You go through this again, and then you run again through the next time you meet the person, you avoid the mistakes and you do it correctly. You will see miracles happen in Krishna Jivani. Really, I really tell you. Now, in a situation, for instance, I'm usually very nervous when I come before an audience like you know, 50 people from 50 or from. It's strange. Lecturers like us, we get calm when there are 5,000 people, but we get nervous when there are smaller groups. and then it shows in my face. I'm going like already like this, like the nervous German. Oh, I'm so afraid. Ooh, am I afraid? Ooh, and the whole audience is, my God, we better go to the toilet now. We don't want to listen to such a thing. Let's do the toilet activity and then be free. You know, this is what happens. So I have noted that. And this time when I'm nervous, I just smile. and smile my nervousness away, and then I can concentrate on the points, and then it goes. So I'm trying to explain this point. Your old life will come back. Register what's going on. Second step, become conscious of how you of the new knowledge that can help you. Third step, when you see that you have acted against your better knowledge, go on replay, play the whole thing back again, and visualize you doing things right. And fourth step, this is the most important step. Remember when you come into the situation, how you wanted to act, you know, you have done already your replay, and then pray to Krishna and say, please Krishna, give me the strength to do it correct this time. Especially you can do this in relationships, because there are some relationships and some situations which just, frankly speaking, get on our nerves. Do you know this relationships? You go home and your mother asks you, did you eat enough? I see you are like this. You didn't eat enough. And then you want to say, mother, I'm now 25 years. Please don't deal with me as if I'm 5 years old. And then again, the whole mental catch game with your mother starts, you know. No, this time you say, mother, you were not there and your wonderful preparations were not there. Therefore, I'm a little bit, I didn't eat so much. I have saved all this energy of eating for you and your pizza. You know, and mother is all happy. Wow, we didn't fight this time. My child said to me, I make good pizzas. Phew, good. I go into the kitchen and make a... You know what I want to say. But before this, you know, when your mother talks like this, you have to pray to Krishna, Krishna, please let me not now punish my innocent mother by talking bad to her. Please, she gets a little on my nerves with her questions, but she means it well and act properly. You follow this point? Pray to Krishna that he helps you when you sit down in Zadar or Split or Zagreb or London or Berlin to chant your rounds. Know that you have learned something how to chant the rounds. You have new informations. You have new realizations. Now sit down and apply them. And if you are too weak, which most of us are, around the circumstances, pray that Krishna helps you to chant good rounds. And he will. Step 5, keep on mentally replacing your old attitudes and behavior with the desired ones, and you will surely move upward on the spiral of gradual transformation. Hare Krishna. In other words, I'm sorry, I can only... this is from a book which I want to give to you. I have written a book for you, and therefore it sounds a little bit like bookish. The idea is do step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4 again and again. Register what is happening. Go in your mind to how you would like to act. Then, when you do a mistake, which is probable, when you act according to the old habit, don't despair, but run through the situation how you want to do it in an ideal way. And then 4th step, do it in an ideal way in the new situation by praying to Krishna for help. You will see this, especially this praying for Krishna to help will attract Krishna's blessings, Sridhar, so that it's possible. The 5th step, yeah, keep on doing this again and again. Now, how to do these and many, many other things is written in a book which, for me, is my best book which I have ever written. I mean, that's not difficult because the books I write are not so good, but at least from... It's called Japa Transformation, a Workbook. It's different from other books. It starts already fantastic. In this book, we teach a simple and effective process based on the timeless teachings of the Vedas. It's 3 points, really. To quickly bring about and maintain change, by patiently going step by step through this process, you will become skilled and you will focus your attention like a ray of light. And then I said, when writing this, we had at least 2 audiences in mind. And then I said, the 3rd audience, I dare only to give a quick mention, because this audience consists of everyone who wishes to change his or her life. In other words, the steps which you find in there, and the knowledge which you find in there, and the processes which you find in there, are so powerful that you can change your life. There are also very nice meditations. There... Krishna is like the sun, and Maya, or the illusory energy of Krishna, is like darkness. Constant chanting of the Maha Mantra will keep us always aloof from the illusory energy of Maya. This is a book. It was written for this Japa retreat. Now I have to ask, do we have to, is this for free or do we have to buy it? Sorry? This, yeah, is this book for free? Oh, it's for free. It's included in your expense. Really? Are you sure? Oh, it's good. I'm so happy because this book is so close to my heart that I can't sell it. I would sell my heart, but I can give it away. God, fantastic. Thank you so much, whoever has done this. Tridasha Roy has done it. It's really powerful. The only possible danger which I see is that you don't want to lead a new life. Then this book is dangerous for you. But if you want, because it's so systematic, like when you do it, oh Krishna, first time I have. There are many, turn it into. There are many exercises which I do. Plan ahead, finding extra time, a warning about sleep, write out the reform, mental practice, positive affirmations. It's a huge body of knowledge just written for the practitioner. So I would request you that maybe we place devotees there at the entrance, and when you go out of the room, you can just pick them up. Maybe Sangeeta, you can distribute, and Malini Priya, would you do it and give everyone? Just in a moment. So, Hare Krishna. I feel this is what I would like to talk today. Please be very, very careful that you don't that you use the time of transition between the retreat to your ordinary life. It's a critical time. All of your life, a lot of your spiritual life, is absolutely dependent. You have now a great chance to move on a much, much higher level than the level you came to. But don't forget, you are a little vulnerable. You need to do something to keep on being strong and to strengthen yourself. It's very important. Otherwise, it's not. Everything will be lost. And then you will become like one of these retreatee junkies. They always go to a retreat, get a quick fix, fresh air. I was at the retreat, and then they melt down. And then, there's the next retreat, please. This book will help you to, of course I would like to see you in 1 year again. But if you practice this, you will, we should always go on retreat. I don't want to say it like this. Good. I think we can end here. I think this is not so necessary about to ask many questions, but just the five steps of permanent change, you will find them in this book on page Krishna. Yeah, 35. It's in the chapter, the actual transformation takes place. And there's an explanation to each one of the five steps. Page 35. So I will request Malini Priya and Sangeeta to please come forward. And as you move out of the room, they will give you this book, maybe just where the staircase is. You can. What? Yes. So let us see. There may be still some announcement to be made. Please do the.